Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Article critical of Hank Williams Jr. I think it's a little too strong, but I get Kurt's point. Hey, I don't control everything my writers do. You know, I tell people general areas I want to go in, things I want to research, but everybody's, you know, got a free hand that basically writes for me, as long as they don't get it wrong factually. He says Hank Williams Jr. gets it wrong. I'm going to print that, and I'm going to later in the hour read a little bit of it. And I get it. He says that Obama is a Muslim, America-hating, military-hating person. And obviously he's not a Muslim, folks. He's a globalist front man who's there to stir up the radical Muslims so they get the Muslims to kill each other. And but I don't really see Hank Williams endorsing all the wars and stuff. And I think that's where I disagree with Kurt a little bit, but we'll go over all of that coming up because I think it's important to discuss. Wow, Lord Rothschild betting on Euro collapse. We're going to be getting into that huge news. Julian Assange and the Brits threatening to raid the embassy, and their president of the Latin American country saying, hey, we're not, you know, your vassal slaves, we're not a colony. That's starting to really come to a head. And we've also got a bunch of other just really important reports we're going to be getting to on mobile phone companies can predict future movements of users by building a profile of their lifestyle. I told you about this years ago, but it's finally hitting the news. And we're going to be getting into all of that as well here today. And in 1 hour, we have an expert who's made two films on chemtrails. First, they made What in the World Are They Spraying? Now they've made Why in the World Are They Spraying? Both available at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jones in Idaho. You're on the air.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
First-time caller, but definitely not a first-time listener. I've entered a couple of your contests, and I think you guys are wonderful.
Well, thank you, ma'am. What's on your mind today?
Well, I was curious. Have you guys seen the previews for the 2016 Obama's America? It's done by Dinesh D'Souza.
No, but I think I've heard about that. I need to check into that. By the way, guys, it's in the featured news archive. I didn't see it in all the stacks. About that Marine on Facebook that made some comments that I don't think were illegal, and they came and arrested him. It's a big story. It's all over the place. And I meant to cover it this weekend, but I didn't. And so will you get me that? So what does it break down? I mean, basically, if Obama gets reelected, we're in communism or something?
Basically, I think what they're calling him is an anti-colonialist, not so much a socialist or a dictator. Or it's more that he wants to abolish our way that we've had for so many years. He doesn't like it. He considers the West as like Great Britain.
Yeah, no, I see the ideas out there that he's a communist, he's a Muslim. All that is just cover stories. The guy is globalist. He wants to destroy all sovereign nations and create a neo-colonial system of and by the bankers.
Really good YouTube video. It's called Sully Interviews 2016 Moviegoers. I recommend everybody see it.
I hear you. But if you're saying that, and I appreciate your call, I mean, if you're saying that Obama wants to get rid of colonialism, they're invading all of Africa. I mean, almost every country under the guise of helping everyone under AFRICOM. And that's why Hank Williams is wrong, saying Obama doesn't love the military, which they imply war. They're invading all over the place, using jihadis and you name it to do it. I mean, Obama is a front man for neo-colonialists. But communists will say, we don't like colonialists, you're corporatist or you're capitalist. No, no, no. These are global mega crime syndicates that actually want to use communism to control populations, but they're exempt from it.
A
little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday, the 20th day of August 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have open phones in this hour. And the next, we have filmmaker Michael Murphy, who made a very powerful documentary film, What in the World Are They Spraying, a few years ago. Now they've made Why in the World Are They Spraying, getting into why they're doing it. It is available at InfoWarsShop.com, discounted, if you want to get it there. Very, very powerful. We're going to be breaking down his research and all the government admissions, I mean, on video, that they're spraying us with aluminum dioxide, barium salts, sulfur dioxide, you name it. Bill Gates is getting government money to do this to you. So we're going to be going over all of that today. Also, coming up, there are now admissions by a lot of the mainstream media pundits that Barack Obama is out of there, barring a new war or some big catalyzing event, bombing, mass shooting, you name it. And don't think for a minute, just because the establishment is saying that Obama's out of there, that he couldn't pull some trick out of a hat or that his handlers couldn't. But he's bought and paid for by the very same interests that are bought and paid for Mitt Romney. I mean, that's on record. That's not debatable. I have to say that I'm not a big fan of Paul Ryan and his No Child Left Behind, his support of NDAA, Patriot Act, a bunch of other garbage banker bailouts, but he has been anti-abortion, not just in talk, but in action, and has been staunchly pro-gun at a time where the entirety of Fox News punditry that I've seen, Bill O'Reilly, Bill Kristol, the head of News Corp, Murdoch, Michael Savage on his separate from News Corp, they're all calling for banning semi-autos. I mean, you don't need Sarah Brady or Dianne Feinstein when you got people like that calling for it. So there's a real move. They know America is waking up big time. And the backlash against Obama and their corporate communism, they get us into communism where they're exempt offshore and get the corporate welfare. See, all the terms we've been taught are wrong. And Carol Quigley at Georgetown and others brag about this. This is not my opinion. I don't even mean to plug this, but that's where the truth is. Read the 1,400-page Tragedy and Hope that's back in print, available at InfoWarsShop.com. Read the book that woke me up, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, back in print at InfoWarsShop.com. I mean, read those. It's got the quotes. It's got the admissions. Quigley loved world government. He was Bill Clinton's mentor. Read it, how they fund anything authoritarian under different names, and they know you'll go, okay, well, I want that fascist one. I want the corporate fascist Obama, or I want the corporate fascist Romney, when they're bought and paid for by the same people. But then you do get into this lesser of two evil quandary where you can say, hey, I know it's all rigged and all staged, but there is truth in that they're putting Romney in right now. I mean, that's the direction they're going in. Doesn't mean it's a done deal. Because they know people are on the edge of revolution. They ride it like a teeter-totter. Everybody's mad at Bush. You know, the country is on the edge of revolution. Not trusting the government, you put Obama in. He continues the agenda to the T, but with different rhetoric. Gets caught in Fast and Furious, Solandra. It's Nixonian how amateurish their criminality has been. And they have been amateurs in their arrogance, bragging, and, you know, don't worry, big donors keep giving us money. Even if we're down in the polls, we could have stage shootings or bombings to blame our enemies. I mean, they don't say they're going to do the staging. They leave one degree of separation there. But the arrogance level. So in comes the corporatist Romney. But conservatives, I mean, I've seen none of his stickers around the country. They're sick of being conned. They're sick of country club, Rhino, Rockefeller Republicans like Bush Sr. And as bad as Bush Sr. was, Romney is even more openly a globalist. It's hard to believe. But so they bring in Paul Ryan. And so it signifies a victory that they even had to put Ryan in there. Well, they would have put somebody just like Romney in. Not that Ryan's even good. I'm saying the fact that they even put him in there shows they want to pacify conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists. The fact that they're moving in that direction shows that the system knows people are waking up. But now in the next 3 months, I mean, we've got to watch this up to the election very, very closely, because when you start getting the Washington Post and Newsweek and all of them everywhere, I've been seeing this the last 4 or 5 months start to turn against Obama. Now it's hit a crescendo. And they're talking about, well, let's have a gimmick of a new VP, and then Hillary doesn't want it. And they're talking about getting rid of Biden because of his comments. All of this is coming to a head, and he's got Jimmy Carter written all over him. But again, they know everybody's tipping towards being constitutionalist, pro-liberty. And so you see the Republican Party running in, knowing, it's okay, Obama, go ahead and say you want our guns. We're going to agree with you. We're scared of the public, too. You see, the system really gets the fact that the mood of the country isn't putting up with anything. And so, inner stage right, Romney, but no one's biting. So you give us a Paul Ryan. People start drilling down into who he is. But then I say morally, well, at least he's been anti-abortion. And while all the Republican leadership are bad-mouthing the Second Amendment, Paul Ryan's coming out for it. So do I really say, oh, well, doesn't matter who you put in? I mean, that's a question I ask all of you out there. But I'll tell you this, Mitt Romney gets in there, he will continue everything Obama was doing, just with different dressing. Be the same car, different coat of paint. Same engine, same brakes, same computer system. The same people are driving the train, folks. You just get rid of one ceremonial conductor or engineer, and you put in another one. And people will go back to sleep under Romney, even during a collapse for a while. And so we have big debates around the office. We say, obviously you don't support Obama because that would be immoral, but you look at the different factors. If Obama gets into office, the New World Order will probably completely lose the United States down the road. But then you argue, I don't know, he's so dangerous. The globalists can nuke something, make him a dictator. They can start a race war. You know, the globalists have been testing, beta testing all these things. That's too dangerous. It's the establishment caving in to get rid of the open radical and bring in their covert operator, Mitt Romney, to pacify people. So just go back to status quo, and I don't know, because I'm normally very decisive, but because things are so foggy, the establishment doesn't even know what to do. In fact, we see that in some of their public communiques that aren't for public consumption, but come out. The Republicans don't know what to do at the top. The Democrats don't know what to do. There's Politico articles out today where Obama, things are moving too quick. They're off balance. The whole system is. These are run by arrogant bankers who make 40-to-1 bets with other people's money. And sure, they set up the system of derivatives and said, we'll enslave the countries and the states and we'll bankrupt everything and then have a big police state that maintains order and have our cake and eat it too. But now that they're really up to the point of executing all this, the entire power structure is figuring out not all of them are at the top of the pyramid. And even those at the top of the pyramid are figuring out, hey, historically, once we get rid of rule of law, we get eaten. So now they're kind of up to the edge of the cliff without a parachute, and they thought they were going to throw us off. The so-called elites finding out, no, you're going to get a ride too. A new Gallup poll out. Congress's approval rating hits another all-time low. Last time I checked, it was 9%. They're always spinning it up and down. The point is that Ceausescu in Romania had a higher approval rating than that. All right, let's go to your phone calls. We're going to go to break and come back and take more of them here. I am going to try to go to your calls now. It's just, I'm throwing out these topics. You can bring up whatever you want. I love spin the wheel, the grab bag of stuff listeners bring up, angles, stories I meant to cover. That's why I enjoy your calls. Let's go to Tyla in New Mexico. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is, I was calling because I'm a member of Hikuriya Nation, and I believe that there's some type of synthetic thing that was made having to do with biological warfare.
Well, ma'am, I don't know what Nuclear Nation is, and then you're saying you believe there's synthetic warfare. We don't screen calls, so you're hot on the air with whatever you want to say, but I don't understand.
I'm from Dulce. I believe that the...
Oh, you live in an area affected by test radiation.
Yes, and I have gone on the mountain and actually suffered radiation sickness.
Oh, I believe you, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the crew that shot John Wayne films in New Mexico and Nevada came down with cancer very soon after. Yeah.
I experienced that. I talked with Gabe Valdez, one of the state police officers that worked with those issues on the tribe. And I know that our tribe is well off due to natural resources, but for some reason they keep saying that our tribe is going poor and stuff, but I worked with Wells Fargo, and I'm well aware that we have a zeroed account, and I know that because of that, our tribe, I think, could be targeted because of our natural resources and stuff.
Of course. They pilfer everybody, and the tribal nation leadership around this country is unspeakably corrupt. It's very, very sad, because from day one, the leadership's been corrupt, because they would kill any tribal leadership that didn't sell you out. and it is just a nightmare situation. All right, thank you so much. We're going to jam in a whole bunch of calls from Mike and Jacob and Sharon and Chuck.
Only 2 weeks left to take advantage of the amazing summer clearance on TGen. You order TGen Testosterone Booster today, you get 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free, essentially clearing out the warehouse. TGen gets your testosterone up, and nitric oxide, well, that gets everything pointing in the right direction. It's a no-brainer to take advantage of this amazing offer today. We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And for only 2 weeks, when you try TGen, you'll receive 3 bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. That's right, free. But the countdown on this outrageous offer has begun, so call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Even better, this crazy offer is backed by a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Call right now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
you know, I don't screen phone calls. And so sometimes we get absolutely amazing ones. And I'm not mad at the last few callers. But if I can't understand really what you're getting at, if I can't understand you, we're going to let you go. We'll just do the screening live on air. Because we don't screen your phone calls unless it's on a specific question. But it'd be better if you just told us what your view is and what your idea is. That's why a lot of times I say, I want to hear from accountants, or I want to hear from military and police, or I want to hear from dog catchers. I want to hear from farmers. Because when I specifically do that, we get incredible callers. If I say, I want to hear from Australians, if, you know, we get the calls. I want to hear from people near the site of this shooting. We get the calls. They're coherent. They're intelligent. They're insightful. And I'm not knocking the last two callers. I just had trouble making it out. So if you got a point, you got a question, you got a comment, hit me with it and let's go. I'm going to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
You know, I'd like you to check out this mini-series called America with the K. Have you seen it?
Yes, Chris Christopherson, made in the 1980s.
Yeah, because I was looking on the side of one of the vehicles in there, UNSSU, UN Special Service Unit, and, you know, based around Chicago, and I'm just kind of amazed as to, you know, in my opinion, that's what they're bringing us to. And you can't really find it online anymore.
No, that's what they do. They bring you into a global government, and then they homogenize the national sovereignty. They homogenize the local departments, the state departments, and then you're under a global corporate government. And then meanwhile, we're all, I better give my rights up. The Muslims are going to get me, and the globalists are running the radical Muslims. So, yes, I do remember that miniseries, and I do remember they had basically the UN coup slash communist coup over the U.S. The problem is with all these movies like Red Dawn, we're looking for a foreign invasion. The invasion already happened. The bankers, have you heard the clips where they brag on TV that they have captured us under a corporate world government?
I have. In fact, they wouldn't let Belzer on CNN.
Do we have Belzer tomorrow? Friday. We had to cut Belzer's interview short to finish the Dave Mustaine thing, and it was pretty amazing to have Christopher Walken pop in as well. But, yeah, I saw them cut Belzer short because he was exposing government assassinations of famous people and wouldn't shut up and was defeating the globalists with no ratings that he was debating. What's your take on that?
You know, that is the way we're going, and that's why I'm afraid for YouTube and for the, the viewers of YouTube and so on and so forth, because they're cutting us off from our avenues of finding out the truth.
Yeah, and for those that just joined us, YouTube now is censoring and deleting channels for no reason. They are allowing people to say my voice is copyrighted by them, just my voice randomly, and then taking our videos down. And if I challenge it, they then give me a strike. So it's censorship, but they act like they're free and open, and it's a communal commons. So it's fake advertising. It's false advertising. And there's open calls for the cybersecurity has been called by CNET News. That's pretty establishment. That's published by CBS. Declan McCullough and others have said it's basically what Putin's trying to do in Russia. And, yeah, because we're getting ready for a global meltdown. What do you think about the system throwing Obama under the bus? Or did he throw himself under the bus? They pushed their agenda with Obama. It blew up in their face. So now they're going to a backup plan.
I believe that. That's their agenda, to keep us off kilter. And I want to say one final thing before you let me go. I watched Behold a Pale Horse. I ordered it, and it brought a tear to my eye with Charlie Daniels. And I just compel everyone to watch that, along with Dreams from My Real Father, because that has actually turned my mother-in-law on to the truth, where she was ignoring me about things I've been saying to her.
No, it's so shocking. Well, that film about Obama is amazing, but the Behold a Pale Horse that we carry at InfoWarsShop.com, it is shot with cinematic quality. And that guy used to shoot national commercials.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's mind control, corruption of your thoughts, destruction of your soul. To exploit the earth, hey. And you trust in their deceit. Your mind causes your defeat, and so you become an invention to distort the search. Propaganda and lies is a plague in our lives. How much more victimized before we realize, hey. It's mind control. Corruption of your thoughts, yeah. Destruction of your soul. Mind control. It's mind control, yeah. Corruption of your thoughts, yeah.
All right, we are back. I am Alex Jones, your host. I am here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. That's noon to 3 Eastern. And we are blasting out across the United States on XM Channel 166, over 115 AM and FM affiliates, Global Shortwave, WWCR, and the audio streams and free podcast at Infowars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.com. And we are watching a classic authoritarian system with completely illegal open surveillance of everything we're doing being established. We are seeing the globalists systematically attack the family, the nation state, the individual. We are being conquered scientifically. And I don't feel up to the challenge. I know a lot of you don't feel up to the challenge. You don't think of yourself as a warrior against this. It's so big. You don't know where to start. Many of your friends and family, it seems, are in a daze or in a wonderland. That's from television. That trains the mind to be passive. And it's frightening. This weekend, I was over at my parents' house. And one of their friends was over there, and the guy was asking me, "Show, I've heard your show for years. Is it for real? Is it all an act?" And I just didn't even feel like validating it or even responding. And people ask me that all the time. I was like, what? I mean, the government's bought 1.4 billion rounds of hollow point bullets for us in the last year. I mean, there are Army manuals publicly that we've linked to that the Army has on their website for re-education camps. That alone should have everybody out in the streets saying this government's criminal. Open up all the national security archives. Shut down the shadow government. Army manuals, current ones for mass training for cordoning cities and incrementally confiscating the guns. How to shut the power off, the water off, until you acquiesce. And this is the type of stuff. In fact, they just found the Army manual. Pull it back up. I'll read people the code. You scroll down a little bit. It's got the code right there in the first paragraph of the article. FM3-3940, you can click on that, the recently unearthed link right there, the recently unearthed link, and you can read it. I mean, this is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here, and I was at Barton Springs the other day. I ran into a ton of listeners. People couldn't even recognize me with a mask on. A snorkel mask. I swim laps with a snorkel mask on. And if I talk to my children, people just flock over. They hear my voice. And most of them are, "Oh, thank you. Oh, yes, we saw the documents. Oh, we're waking up." But others will just walk over and go, "Oh, yeah, do you really believe all this stuff?" And I'm like, "Believe it." You see, they think that if you believe it, it makes it real. Like if I say, "Oh, no, they're not training the military to go house to house and take our guns," I choose not to believe it. And this fellow was saying to me, "Yeah, I used to listen a lot," and he really had me sucked in. And I said, "Yeah, that's because I'm sucked in." You know, I hope the preparations for total martial law that are taking place are just a backup plan for the criminal globalist. I hope they don't drop the hammer, because I'll tell you what the entire architecture of this thing looks like, and I'm going to your phone calls. It looks like what the Soviets did to Christians from 1917 to about 1935. Why did they wipe out whole areas of the families, the farmers? Because they were self-sufficient and they had a culture. And the establishment wanted to just get rid of it and depopulate. And everything the globalists do is to destroy this country and to shut it down. And our military is not our military anymore. It's being forged into a weapon to be used against us. And, you know, that's where people like Hank Williams Jr. go wrong. He's like, "Obama's a Muslim. He hates America. He wants to destroy our military and all this." Obama works for the same foreign banks that have captured our executive, our judicial to a great extent, the legislative, and the bureaucracy. And they'll rearrange puppets all day long, but still the same people are in control, and they're very bad people. They're into the fact that they have disdain for the public. They think you're weak if you have a soft heart. They have more compassion for animals than they have for humans. And we're in a lot of danger. So here's a little news flash if you're an old-time listener or a new listener. I 100% believe what I'm saying here. The only thing I'm guilty of is holding back. I felt guilty inside whenever Dave Mustaine came here and did a taped interview 3 weeks ago, back when the story would have been 10 times bigger. After it was like a week after the Batman shooting. And he'd heard me talking about all the evidence. He'd seen it. And he said in the interview, if they do Fast and Furious, they do anything, they should be investigated for this. And he was leaving in a few days. I edited the thing together. It was an audio interview. And I just cut that out. He didn't ask me to. So there's your answer. It's worse than I say, okay? I hold back. You want to know the truth? The only thing I'm guilty of is holding back. It's certainly not embellishing. And I just think about how dangerous all these naive, childlike trendies are. They're all so good at acting cool. They're all so good at navigating the pop culture, but they don't know how to skin a buck. They don't know how to run a trot line. They don't know anything except how to live in a very narrow social spectrum. And I think about the Great Depression in this country. Major universities estimate 7 million people died of malnutrition or starvation associated or illnesses associated with malnutrition in the 10 years of the really hardcore depression in this country, when the bankers turned off the economy on purpose to consolidate power. That's what we're in now. They're just slowly turning everything off. And 90%, right at 90, were agrarian and somewhat self-sufficient, if not entirely, some of them. Now we're 90%, exact numbers inverted, urban. And half of those that are rural are self-sufficient. 5%. You know, I told the story last week. I never finished the story that I'm going to your calls. I went to Barton Springs. I'll kind of go through these cycles where I go somewhere a lot and I don't go there for years, but I've been going there and swimming laps because the lake's just too darn hot. Drive out to the lake and swim a couple miles. And I'm watching all these weird women henpeck at each other and with their kids, and everyone's like so anxiety-filled even talking to each other because they've never really lived in a real world. It's so artificial, and women cutting in front of each other and people acting neurotic. And you get up to the thing, you say, "Hi, how you doing today?" And the young woman behind the counter goes, "Ugh." You say, "Well, great," and then you pay for yourself and your children. You say, "Thank you," and they say nothing to you. And then I looked at my son and I said, "Son, back when we still had communication skills, before people only watched television, she would have conversed with me, a fellow human. But she's been dehumanized." And the woman was looking at me very angrily at that point. Richard Reeves was actually there with us as well. He saw this. And I watch and listen to the young people. And I played that Facebook ad where you face scan to buy and sell. And the voice of that narrator, can you pull that up? That is the voice of where, in the new trendiness, you don't use full words. Like, they don't just say, when you say thank you now to a waiter, "No problem." Not "you're welcome." Now they say "prob." Prob. Just as 1984 says, the language has officially been reduced. And I listen to them, and I watch people, young people. And just like rednecks, we'll talk more and more redneck, to be more redneck than the other. I mean, people in Texas 100 years ago, because I've heard recordings of it, they sounded like I do. This is a real Texas accent. This is what somebody not trying to put an accent on sounds like. This is a Texas accent, okay? This is it, right here. And my family's as Texas as it gets, 1830, both sides. This is a Texas accent, okay, which is a Southern gentry English accent. But the point is that you go out, you know, deer hunt or whatever, and guys will be like, one guy goes, "I'll tell you what, boy." Other people will do that to, like, outdo them. Well, let me tell you what the yuppies are now doing. The yuppies are now, going, and you act weak. The weaker and more pathetic you act, the more powerful. The patheticness, the not caring, to have your eyes artificially act like you're not fully conscious, that is wisdom. Being pure, weak nothings that don't even pick their feet up when they walk. They slide their feet. The Austin slacker is the ultimate weapon of the New World Order. Just people begging for the New World Order to release a bioweapon and kill them. I mean, can you imagine in a collapse what these people will be like? Can we play some of the voice? Because this is what the woman behind the counter sounded like. Exactly. This is our enemy. Here it is.
Why haven't Facebook check-ins gone mainstream? Check-ins provide a powerful mechanism for businesses to deliver discounts to loyal customers. But few businesses, and even fewer customers, are taking advantage of this. So we set out to evolve the check-in process by creating a seamless method for checking in and
now getting
deals.
Now see, if you want to be even more trendy than him, you have to stop using language entirely or just go with, or probe, or, And these people, I've seen it. If you're aggressive and informed and actually have a backbone, they like flutter off like flying roaches or something that are And a lot of these yuppies now just look at everyone with disdain. Or you'll be in a parking lot and they'll ask you a question.
Check-ins provide a power.
They'll ask you a question. And you'll answer them and then they'll look at you like they feed on the old American, the old human that's friendly and talks. They see that as a sign of weakness. It's almost like junior high with mean junior high kids ignoring the other kids, but they're not in junior high anymore and they're powerless. So in a counting coup, they'll engage you in a conversation just to get you to talk to them so they can put their nose up and walk away from you. These are the type of people that get in the fast lane and go 20 miles under the speed limit, and then when you finally get around them, they speed up. They are spiritually begging for airborne Ebola that Dr. Pianca at UT talks about being released on them to kill them. That's how he talks, by the way. He you can barely understand him. It's a spiritual deadness, and they want the sacrament of death. In fact, if you talk to them, they all think there's too many humans. And a lot of them actually are embracing their destruction. So, all right, I've really just been out of control today. I took 2 days off, got a lot of sun. Actually relaxed, and it's hard coming back when you have a mini vacation. Let's go ahead and talk to Chuck in Oklahoma. Chuck, I appreciate you calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Alex, what's going on, man?
Worldwide transmission. Thank you for holding while I was babbling about the trendies.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. I enjoyed listening. I'm just sitting up here at work, just hanging out with a little bit of downtime, so I thought I'd just share a little bit of things that are on my mind with you. I just had a few questions I was going to ask you, and then I could probably just take the answers offline so I don't take up too much of your time.
Oh, you're not taking up too much of my babbling. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the first things I was going to say was, do you think it would possibly be a good idea to possibly, you know, rally all of our troops, all your listeners each month, and just try to get everybody together and just do like a protest once a month for every state in their capital? Just that way, you know, one state may, you know, everybody meets up at the state capital every, you know, one time once a month.
Yes, we need to get out of our coma, our trance, and rediscover liberty. I mean, if they're admitting FEMA camps and re-education centers, we need to demand mainstream corporate prostitute media cover it until it actually hits the news. And we need to continue to demand it. I mean, we need to get aggressive, people. I mean, again, I go back to this. Cities where they laugh at you about fluoride, you need to march in there and go, look, you yuppies only listen to Harvard. Here's Harvard saying cancer and brain damage. You put them on notice, and then you sue them when they don't remove it. Because the courts allow non-physical violence. That's what that is. They're assaulting you. You have a tort. You assault them back with the legal paperwork. It's time to get aggressive, short of physical confrontation. Because if we won't pick up the pen now, we will never pick up the sword. And we're going to end up getting into that position. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I couldn't agree with you more. Another good idea that I thought might be a great idea was, have you ever thought about going on tour? Just doing like, you know, kind of like what Michael Jackson was kind of planning on doing, you know, at the end of each concert. Just go to each state, kind of like what you and Charlie Sheen did when y'all gave y'all's great demonstration of, you know, what y'all believed about 9/11. I mean, if you just went to every state and held just, you know, a big conference like that in each state.
Yeah, that was before Charlie went off the rails, unfortunately. Here's the deal. I got an old bus. I went to a few places. I just cannot get the amount of work done I can here at this office. I'm trying to get people trained. Overall, they're doing a pretty darn good job trying to get a whole new crew in. I can't do the new gun show. I can't do all the other programs. I can't get all the reporters hired and toady after everybody and get everything done. I can't even get radio ads on the air, okay? So I've got to create some type of organization here where I can just get basic stuff done to be able to operate. But, yes, I'd like to be able to go on tour. But, I mean, really, it's up to you guys, folks. The FEMA camps are there. They're trying to take your guns. What are we going to do about it? Sharon, Tom, Real Caged, we're going to all of you.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now, 123offgrid.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Folks call in and they've got all these ideas for me to implement them, and it makes my brain burn because I want to implement resistance. I'm doing everything I can. Officially tomorrow, 50,000 copies of InfoWars magazine, 48 pages long, incredible graphics, articles about the financial implosion, the gun confiscation drills, all of it. The most important up-to-date info, well, 50,000 of those will hit the streets of Austin where I live as a beta test to roll it out in other parts of the country. Everyone that signed up at Infowars.com/newsletter will get our daily video blast, key text, you know, key articles. But you'll also, once a month, get a digital copy you just flip through, emailed directly to you for free. Tomorrow we'll also have a link up at InfowarsShop.com where you can order them at cost in bulk, the physical copies, which really gets people's attention now. And I explain print 2.0 in the opening article that I wrote. So it's all there. It's all available right now at Infowars.com/newsletter or just on the right-hand side of Infowars.com front page. It says Infowars Insider right there. Just put your email in, sign up if you want that free digital newspaper magazine sent to you. And again, in a world of just regular internet stuff, the fact that you can flip through it and issue and it's all professional and follow links in it and things, well, just wait till you see it. So sign up at Infowars.com/newsletter. And we will be emailing that out. I think I'm going to email it out Wednesday. We're going to email it out Wednesday to everybody free. Okay, and then you can email it to your friends and family. You can pay it forward. You can pass it on because it's just a link right there. And if somebody just read that who wasn't awake, they would have more information than most people even in government. Sharon in West Virginia, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you, Alex. I love you and thank you for your dedication and sacrifice, but I have some ideas. We need a dream team of lawyers with the American public that's awake as the plaintiffs, and we need to file lawsuits en masse on the IRS, the Federal Reserve, one over Posse Comitatus, and either one or two Bush elections. That's not even counting 9/11. And I would also donate my own money to reward fund for finding any information or any evidence in the photographs of the 9/11 Pentagon, finding any plane wreckage whatsoever. That's what woke me up, that fact. And also, if we could, with all the celebrities that believe and that have enough courage and are brave enough, we could fill a huge stage and have a Freedom Aid or a Liberty and Freedom Aid, like Farm Aid or Live Aid, and with a huge screen showing pictures of the Pentagon. We're dealing with a brain-damaged public. We have to get back to basics. This is so complicated. It makes my head spin. I'm not that smart, but it makes me physically ill. So the rest of the brain-damaged public, they just don't understand if they would ever wake up. No one where I live is awake. They would think that I was crazy for talking about this.
Well, man, number one, you don't sound stupid. Number two, you sound extremely informed, and a lot of those are good ideas. The big thing is trying to get a bunch of celebrities to do something like herding cats.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.